أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا. فإذا جاء وعد أولاهما بعثنا عليكم عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد فجاسوا خلال الديار وكان وعدا مفعولا. ثم رددنا لكم الكرة عليهم وأمددناكم بأموال وبنين وجعلناكم أكثر نفيرا. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 4, number 5 and number 6 of the surah, Surah Bani Israel or Surah Isra. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about two great ni'mas that Allah bestowed upon the Bani Israel amongst others. And that was Allah Ta'ala had given them Kitab, the Torah. And secondly, Allah had spared their forefathers at the time of the floods of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu was salam. Here in these verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about a declaration that Allah had already made in the Torah from before with regards to the Bani Israel. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ. Certainly, we had declared openly to the Bani Israel in the Kitab, لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ, that you will cause corruption in the land. In the land will refer to the area of Al-Quds, Palestine, and that entire region, the region of Sham. وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًّا كَبِيرًا, and you will cause a great rebellion. You will become absolutely haughty, absolutely arrogant. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had known that this is going to happen, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made this declaration, and this declaration was to forewarn them that when this happens, what is going to be the reaction of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا, that when the first promise arrives, when it comes, بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ, then we will send our slaves, in other words, our men, who will be absolutely severe in their fight. Fajasu khilal ad-diyar, and when they enter the land, then they will comb the land, they will comb between the homes of you people, O Bani Israel. Wakana wa'dan maf'ula, and the wa'da, the promise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is to be. So when we look at the history of the Bani Israel, especially in the region of Sham, what we will call ancient Syria, the Levant, more particularly Palestine, more particularly Al-Quds, we found that there were many invasions that had taken place. Many a king, a ruler, a leader had come into this land as a conqueror, fighting against the Bani Israel. And of course, there was many atrocities, much zulm and oppression that had taken place. Just a quick overview, after Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam had reconstructed Al-Aqsa, then we found that some years thereafter, the Bani Israel had become disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then there was one attack from a king of Egypt that attacked Al-Quds, attacked Al-Aqsa, but he did not damage the masjid itself or the buildings of Al-Quds, but he had taken over this land. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala over time returned it to the Bani Israel. And then there was a second attack, invasion, that took place also at the hands of a king from Egypt. But this time there was damage to the homes, and this time there was damage also to Al-Aqsa. He had taken a lot of the gold, or rather the much of the wealth that was in Al-Quds. If we remember that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, when he rebuilt the construction of Al-Aqsa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made the jinn subservient to him, and they would go down in the oceans and they would bring pearls, they brought gold, they brought silver, and all of that was part of the construction of Al-Aqsa, and hence all of this was taken back. But again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reinstated this. Now when did these invasions take place? These two invasions had taken place when the Bani Israel had become disobedient to Allah, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reinstated their land to them when they became obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next invasion that had taken place is more than likely what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is describing over here, and what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to, that there was this king of Babylon whose name was Bukht Nasar, and when the Bani Israel became absolutely disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about, وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. Very difficult actually to translate and to get the exact understanding of what Allah ta'ala is saying, but you will ascend to the heights of arrogance, you will ascend to the heights of the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, Bukht Nasar had attacked and invaded Al-Aqsa in a way that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is describing over here, فَجَاسُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ, that he combed and he went through the homes, he totally destroyed, ruined the entire city, and also that of Masjid Al-Aqsa. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi speaks about a narration. Sayyidina Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a narrator from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that this Bukht Nasr, when he invaded, he went through every home, and then they removed the gold and all the precious metals that was in the building of Al-Aqsa, to the extent that it was 170,000 carts that what was loaded upon, and then it was taken to Babylon. He then imprisoned, he killed many of the men, he imprisoned the women and the children, he enslaved them, and this lasted in some narrations for a period of 70 years, that this Bani Israel remained in Babylon, and they were given slavery, hard labor, and in that way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed them that the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat will certainly come down if they become disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.